excited.
Why are you so excited?
Because we're almost to 69.
I was like, but she sure can't hide it. lost control.
This is true. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 67 of the Push My Buttons Games podcast.
Did you get the whole thing?
I think we open up with, oh my god, yes. So I think that's what I'm going to audio clip that out, and that'll just be like right after every single intro that we do is going to be that drop of you going, oh my god, yes. But yeah, it's me. It's Luke. I'm here. I'm joined with a very excited panda.
Very excited. Episode 69. No,
it's
damn
not,
it.
Not yet. Not yet. Not it's yet. 67.
Sorry.
Calm down. Jeez.
I get prematurely excited.
She's ready to episode harder.
Already, man. Already.
Oh my god.
And then the captain is also here.
Hey everyone, Captain Platinum here.
We were supposed to have Dungeon Master Mike on, but I think he got caught in a gelatinous cube and is still fighting his way out. But soon he will be back. So the original plan for the episode was let him rant for however long he needed to, because it's been months since he's been on the show, and I know he's got a lot of pent-up ranting in him. So we're just going to wing it.
Real quick. I actually saw Dungeons and Dragons already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No! I'm so jealous!
I saw it last week.
I was trying to get into one of those pre-watching events, and I couldn't find any. I was very disappointed.
Nothing like being home on a Thursday, you know, and then I get a, what are you doing tonight at 6:30? I don't know, you tell me. They're like, yeah, you're going to see a movie.
I'm going to see yep. a movie. Yep. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, I was supposed to go see Shazam, but I was in Denver, so when my guy sent me a message saying, hey, let's go, I was like, I'm in Denver, I can't.
This week, Shazam, John Wick, and fucking 4. Totoro, and then soon to be Dungeons and Dragons. God damn it, there's too many movies. I don't have enough time to see them.
I mean, all Mario's you really need is 8 hours. 8 hours.
Do you really think I'm not going to farm for 8 hours?
That's true. Yep. I'm the fool. All right, so let's start with you, Panda Pat. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Stardew Valley. I finally got onto the Valley train and am quite enamored? Obsessed?
That's a good word.
Enamored. Although I have put less time in it than I thought I have. I only put 64 hours in it at this point in time, which I kind of assumed that I was already up to almost 100, because it's been like 3 weeks since I started playing it. But I guess that's, you know, because I have a full-time job. Stupid job. it's fucking great. I didn't realize I was gonna get so unbelievably obsessed, but this game, for a game that I was told was built by one fucking person, I'm in a mood. I'm sorry. Don't mind all the cursing. There's so much. Like, I have to like decide if I'm gonna romance someone, or if I'm gonna explore dungeons, or if I'm gonna...
Can you romance the bok choy?
No, I can't romance the bok choy, but I can romance the entire town, apparently. And then get an intervention, and then none of them will ever talk to me again after that, which is very sad.
Then you romance the bok choy. That's what you... Those are the requirements that you have to get to first.
Romancing then, the bok choy, is that the name of the next episode?
Mm-hmm. That's the name of this episode.
So I don't do a very good job, and all those of you who understand Stardew Valley would know exactly what I'm talking about, but doing the daily fucking tasks and the other things on the to-do board. She made a joke, mm-hmm. and I was trying to remember what the joke was. It was a very good pun. And I just don't... Now I'm disappointed in myself. I love puns. I need to do that daily. And that helps with my relationships with the townspeople. And I could have married my true love, Sebastian, by now, if I wasn't so distracted.
Yeah, the crab?
If I wasn't so distracted by my farm animals that I also love. And farming bok choy to get 10,000 extra gold, whatever their money is called.
Jeez. The best part about you playing this game is the random message that I got midweek saying, oh my god, do you know what mayonnaise is?
No, and do you I know said, how mayonnaise yes. is made?
Yes, but you said, do you know what mayonnaise is? And I said, yes, I know what mayonnaise is. Where is this going?
It's very hard to communicate when I'm like in the middle of a thought. because of my adventures in Stardew Valley, I will be homemaking several spreadable things. I have already made peanut butter and jelly jam. I have made jam and I have made peanut butter, and it's good.
Did you do this solely on the recipes from Stardew Valley, or did you actually look them up? Are they toxic?
Unfortunately,
have people eaten these?
You do not get recipes out of Stardew Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like a Legend of Zelda where you get a whole recipe book. You just make this shit and then you sell it for like $500 a jar, and I'm like,
So you're discovering what the main ingredients are. And you're like, I know those ingredients.
Yeah, I have that in my fridge. Can I do that in real life? I can. So
that's awesome.
Which I don't know why I started. Well, I do know why I started with jam and peanut butter, because I have a food processor and I have a potato masher. I do have a blender. Damn it. I was going to say, I didn't have a blender in order to blend the egg and the oil together, but I do. I just have the mixers, which would work. I didn't even think about my mixers this whole time. I could have had mayo months ago. Weeks ago when I thought about it.
Homemade mayo just doesn't sit right with me.
Regular mayo doesn't sit right with you, sir.
I mean, that's
a Miracle
fair.
Whip kind
of
guy.
Oh, actually, no, I'm on the opposite end of that, and I will fight someone to the death on top of Kung Fu Mountain to defend regular mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip, because it should not be tangy.
It's sweet. It's because
it's tangy, and I will meet every single person that prefers Miracle Whip on Kung Fu Mountain tomorrow at noon.
I looked up the recipe and I feel like I told you what it was, and that's why you hated it even more.
Yeah, probably. So that's it? Just Stardewing the Valley?
Yeah, pretty much. My life is not complete until I don't know. I don't know. There's so much in this game. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to a point where I feel like I've completed the game, which I don't want, because I very much enjoy this game and I want to continue loving it, because it's really the only thing that brings me happiness right now.
the glow of the Switch. We've been there.
Yeah. I hate my job right now. I don't hate my job right now. I hate situations happening at my job right now that I can't control. So it's like, I'm sad, I need a game to take my mind away from it. And I found one. It just took 4 weeks. Seriously went through the fucking Nintendo eShop every day for like 3 weeks to find something. And I'm like, you know what? It's never on sale. I'm just gonna do it. Pay full price, the whole terrible $14 I've been trying to put off for years for Stardew Valley, and I finally took the plunge, paid full price, and it was more than worth it. Why I waited so many years, I have no idea. I'm weird. Why are people weird like that? You're like, oh, I need a discount on a game that's only $15, because I buy all of those fucking games that are only $15 and I never fucking play them. But I'm like, I have to buy Pokemon Day of full price, $60, and then still not play that either.
And buy the wrong version.
And
you were supposed to bring that up, man.
Okay, well, okay. Then we will quickly segue to what you've been playing, Captain.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. So on the Switch, I restarted Breath of the Wild. So that has been pretty fun. I forgot how much fun the intro of that game was and how new it felt so many years ago. Just trying to get. I never actually finished it back in the day, so it was like I should finish Breath of the Wild. So I have that, and then you know there was this game that was announced on the Switch. You know, out of the blue during a Nintendo Direct in February. Do you remember what game that was?
Negative. There's been like what one?
Metroid Prime Remastered.
Oh, yes.
So I
is
actually just
still on top charts.
I don't know, but I had to pick it up, and I did. And I have completed the first boss area, so that has been really fun to replay that game, too. So, let's see. That's what I have been playing on the Switch. So, it looks gorgeous. I've been enjoying it. I love the way they did the controls. It feels just like a modern game. So, yeah. I had to take notes, because I've been playing quite a few different games. Let's see, Lego Batman 3, I think we were playing the last time. I finished the story on that and a couple of the DLCs, and I'm going back through and completing that. I'm about, I think I've got 60% completion rate on that right now. So, working through that. I played Mafia. That was the February PlayStation Plus game. I played through the story on that and got all those trophies. I will probably platinum that one. So... I do have to play through it again on Classic. I thought they did a great job with that game, actually. From it's a 2K game, and there's another 2K game that Luke wants to talk about later. But it was an interesting story. So I think people have told me 1 and 2 are good, and 3 is trash. But this is my first time ever playing Mafia. Felt like a lower down Grand Theft Auto, if that makes sense. But I thought they did a good story. And then. Last weekend, I started playing Horizon Forbidden West, and I'm about 20 hours in that. And I sent you guys my one that took on my TV screen, which is cool. In the latest update, it'll show you your progress towards the main story, and then it shows you how many hours you played right there on the game screen. I thought that was a nice little update. I think it's only for some of the newer games, because it's also there for God of War Ragnarok, which I haven't touched in a little bit. So I do want to get back to it. So part of my thinking is Lego Batman 3 and Mafia are Platinum 73, 74, and then either Horizon or God of War becomes Platinum 75 is where I think I'm heading with that.
Well, nice.
Oh, and then I tried Rocket League. And actually, that game's kind of fun. I picked it up a couple times just to play a couple of battles.
I feel the ghost of Sam appearing. He says, Rocket League, his radar goes off, and he's rushing to a microphone immediately.
Is that one of his...
Oh, yeah. That guy's been playing that forever.
I don't understand. I'm not going to get
it. It's soccer with cars.
Soccer with cars. I can't race in general in video games, so I think I struggle with the idea of trying to hit a ball with a car.
I've seen people do it in real life.
What?
With like real cars, playing soccer with real cars.
That might be easier to understand for my brain. I don't know.
I understand the appeal, just nothing that not a thing that I've been into, you know.
And then I did stream the first roughly 2 hours that I played of Jedi Fallen Order on our Twitch. I do need to get back to that because Survivor is coming out in about a month.
And so. End of April, yep.
So, yeah, I do have The Last of Us Part 1 downloaded. I did that for the PlayStation Stars. They have a little special collectible for doing that. And that's also why I started Horizon Forbidden West. The collectible is the focus, and you had to get so far in the game to get the little achievement in PlayStation Stars.
Okay.
So that's why I started Horizon Forbidden West. And actually, it's a really fun game, man. It plays just like the original. I had a blast. It looks great.
And so. I think they have their DLC coming out, or it's either coming out or it just came out.
Yeah, April 19. Yep. So, yeah. yeah, that's really, and I want to get back to God of War Ragnarok. So yeah, it's a busy, and I bought RE4 remakes. I really want to play through that. So, and that just came out today. So yeah, yeah, lots of good stuff on PlayStation. So.
I've been avoiding all the video reviews of it because I'm like, no, I want to play it. Yeah. Don't tell me if I like it or not.
Yeah, and today I did hit the max level on PlayStation Stars. It's level 4. So you have to buy, I think it's 4 or 5 full game purchases and then 128 rare and above trophies in the year. So it says I'm level 4 through January of 2025 now. So, which is pretty cool. I'll see what that... I have no idea what all it does. It says you get chat support upgrade. I have no idea how they know, but whatever that means. yeah, so they have a little challenges right now. The newest Hard Game Club one is Shadow of the Colossus. So 47 days.
Beautiful game.
Yeah, so to get that, you have to earn the Riding the Wind trophy in Shadow of the Colossus. So
that is a pretty cool program that they have, you know, just like having you play other things.
Yep, I agree. And which is why I played Mafia. You got points for playing one of the PlayStation Store free games. So that's why I played that. But yeah, there you go. A little bit all over the place, but do you know, did the Nintendo eShop for the 3DS close? It's very soon, if not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's closed yet or if it's, but I remember we talked about it last year, but I think it, yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't opened up a 3DS and checked in a while.
Here.
I did.
Was the shop up?
Yeah. Yeah, because remember I looked for Detective Pikachu.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yep, it's still up. No! Sorry, I didn't mean to get so dramatic.
It happens. Been playing, Luke?
What's up?
What have you been playing?
So I have recently picked up Ghost of Tsushima again. I beat it when it was on PS4, and I got it with my PS5, but I haven't. I played a little bit of it just to kind of see what it looked like, but I haven't actually like dove into it and played it on PS5. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, is just going through and again, taking my time because I know where the story goes and trying to find all the fox dens and all this stuff. But I forgot how great this game was, and it on PS5 is even better than it was on PS4. It's amazing. It's like the cut between, because I remember even on PS4 telling between the gameplay and the cutscenes was like, oh, that's pretty good. But on PS5, it's like, wow, that's almost indistinguishable between the cutscenes and the actual gameplay when you have it set for the highest resolution rather than performance. It's beautiful. It's a great game. The music is awesome. This time I had the deluxe edition, so I had some like extra armor options and some extra horse selections and stuff like that. But yeah, it's been awesome. And I'm going to continue to play it. But the other game that I was playing that I just actually started earlier today, it came out in 2020, and it's called 9 Monkeys of Shaolin, and it is a kind of a side scroller, like Battletoads or Streets of Rage kind of beat 'em up, and you play as a fisherman whose family was raided by Japanese pirates, and then now you're teaming up with the Shaolin monks to fight them off and collect all 9 of the generals that attack of this pirate clan that keeps attacking China. And you collect the mask. I got the first 2 of the 9. But it's pretty cool. It's got like an RPG element, so you're adding in like points to strikes, points to, you know, kicks and like, you know, power strikes, and then you have chi that you're using to do like little cool abilities. So basically it's a lot of walking around and hitting people with sticks, but like the story is good, the voice acting is great. It's actually got like a lot of historical accuracy in it when they're kind of talking about what was happening at that time and when it happened. There's also the fun thing is I was sitting there listening to the main character and I could not figure out what where I'd heard his voice before. And at first I thought it was Phil LaMarr from Samurai Jack. And I was like, no. So I eventually went and looked it up, and it's the voice actor of Jin Sakai from Ghost of Tsushima. And nice. I was like, oh, that's why it was like, I have been listening to this dude's voice for like 3 weeks straight now. That's why it's familiar, but it's really good game. You can play couch co-op. I was playing with my daughter earlier today. She just had the other controller, and they have a whole like second character that you get to play as, who's got his own story. It's not just, you know, another random person. And you can play online. You can play, again, like couch co-op, and it's on the PlayStation Plus Extra. That's the second one, right?
I believe so.
Because you have like PlayStation Essential, Essential, Extra, and Premium, I think is what they are. But yeah, so I've been playing the hell out of that, and that is awesome. I have jumped in and done a little bit of Star Trek Online again. I just keep waiting for updates from the new Picard show, which are not happening. And then when they do, it's going to be under a lockbox, and you're going to have to pay a lot of money to get a stupid key to get a box that's a random generated item that you may or may not get. And you'll end up spending $200 just to get the stupid thing. I have a lot of feelings on it. I was like, just let me buy the thing that I want. It's my number one thing about lockboxes and RNGesus and all that stuff. I hate it. Just let me buy the thing I want to buy. And I had been playing still off and on the Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I got about 80 hours in, and I screwed up royally, so I had to start over. Good times. So that's why it's going to take me a minute to get that excitement back up to do it, because I have to do everything again. 80 hours more of gameplay to get back to where I was at. But I would have been very unhappy with the way the game ended if I would keep going. So I just got to keep telling myself that. I have some other games that I'm looking forward to playing and some releases coming up. But the first thing I wanted to bring up is,
Super quick. You mentioned the PlayStation Plus stuff.
Yeah.
I was reading something. You know how there's like the 20 games that's in the Essential Collection?
Yeah.
I heard that program's ending, but it's like an early adoption program, but you can go in and grab those before it goes away. And I heard it's like May potentially they're pulling that. So it was kind of an early adoption program. So if it's something like you wanted to get Monster Hunter Iceborne, I think it is, you could go in and grab it now before they pull it. So if there's a game in there that you think you'd want to play, it might be worth it to go in and just grab that and add it to your library.
Hmm.
So,
and that's like, that's the lowest level one.
So it was, I believe it's the lowest level. And then it's like free PlayStation upgrades. And I think it had like Batman Arkham Knight and
okay. All those. See, I remember when I first looked on there, I was like, oh, so it's all the games that they have been giving out. Cause I remember like almost like 80% of them I already had because they gave them away as PlayStation Plus games. Yeah, like
there's still a few missing, and I'm looking through the app now trying to find what those are, but, I can't remember the name they called it, but it was that like Essentials thing, and it's, you know, it's only on PS5, and it gives you like the free upgrades, I think, to the PS5
right.
games. But I was reading that it's considered an early adoption program, and they're looking at pulling it. So just for people out there that if they're, you know, just getting a PS5 because they picked up the Ragnarok bundle, or for someone like you who's like, oh yeah, like that game's just gonna be in there forever. It's not like they're not leaving it in there forever. So,
right.
Just a heads up. I just wanted to mention that since we were in that
topic. Yeah. Captain here he's a wrestling fan, and I know he doesn't play too many wrestling video games, but I saw this story today.
Next week is WrestleMania, bro.
That the WWE 2K23 has a hidden John Cena action figure skin. So on Twitter, it says players have discovered a secret skin in the game, which transforms John Cena into a life-size action figure, eerily accurate to one of Cena's many toys. This cosmetic change gives him plastic skin, articulated joints, and locks his face into a single expression that is pure nightmare fuel.
Nightmare.
And I agree. That is terrifying.
He's very, very happy.
It's the smile of doom.
Yeah, like
also if I ever play this game, that's the only thing I'm gonna use.
That's the smile he gives you as he's ripping out your heart.
Right, right. You know, just nice. Just real nice. Just
nice.
Yeah, just a nice guy.
No blinking.
Another game that is on the PlayStation Plus Extra or whatever the one that I'm on is Ghost. They put Ghostwire Tokyo on there because I think it's this week or no, April is when Ghostwire Tokyo is going to Xbox, going to Game Pass because it's been an exclusive and their year is almost up. And this is the one that's kind of like a cyberpunk one. I believe we talked about it when they showed the stuff at one of the PlayStation events or the developer events, but it looks really cool. It's like cyberpunk Tokyo with ghosts. So it looks really cool. And that's probably what I'll get into after I beat the Nine Monkeys of Shaolin. It just looks really cool. I'm trying to remember who the developer was. Can't remember. But then there was one that actually is coming out or came out on March 3rd for all of the things. It's called Wolong Fallen Dynasty. And at first I was very, very excited about this game because from the screenshots and stuff, it looked like a, like Ghosts of Tsushima kind of, you know, RPG type stuff. And then I looked and it's made by the company that made, was it Nioh? Nioh 1 and 2. It's a Bloodborne Souls type game and it looks amazing and the armor looks great and it's really like in Chinese mythology and it really looks like I would love the story, but I cannot play these damn games. I cannot play the Souls games. They bug the hell out of me. So I was hoping Dungeon Master Mike could play it and tell me about it. Cause those are more his speed, I guess.
The actual, cause I also struggle with them, but what is your actual like problem with playing the games?
The fighting the same boss over and over and over and constantly dying. And that's just part of the game. Like I get that. But I can't. I can't do it. It just gets so frustrating.
Is there an easier?
Oh no! Don't ever ask a Souls person if there's an easy mode because then they will rage about how it's disrupting the purity of the game. And if it's not as hard as it is, then play another game. It's a whole thing.
I was given Ninja Gaiden, and I was like, why did you give this to me? And they were like, well, because you like ninja stuff. And I was like, I do, but I'm also very impatient and don't like losing. So if I lose too much in a game, I won't pick it up again.
Right. Like most of the time I'm not playing a game to challenge myself. I'm playing a game to relax and have fun.
Right. Well, yeah. And my brain people doesn't work want that way to, either.
Yeah. And I get people want to be challenged and feel accomplished for beating games like that. It's just not me. That's not what I'm there for. Just like there's people out there that love the, you know, team online multiplayer shoot 'em up, you know, only doing that. And like, I enjoy it, but it's not really a thing. I like the story. So, I did look up a bunch of games that came out this month. And are yet to come out this month that I wanted to talk about. So there's Fitness Boxing, Fist of the North Star for Nintendo Switch. And if you're an anime dork like me, it's one that's famous for punching really, really fast. So all I see is me throwing my Joy-Con accidentally out of my hand through a wall, trying to keep up. But I think that's cool. Then we have Dead Cells Return to Castlevania DLC is coming out. So it's, you know, Dead Cells is a very Castlevania type game. So when they team up with Castlevania like this, it just makes it awesome. So WWE 2K23 came out on the 17th. Bayonetta Origins. I remember us talking about that, Pat, when we watched it. At the that one is out now.
Yay! I haven't picked it up because it's $60. So
yeah, and it's very different than the other ones. It's more like the what was it, like a almost like a storybook aesthetic to it.
Yeah. They did a different side-scroller style for Blood Rain that's very similar, so I'm definitely into it.
EA Sports PGA Tour came out today. Resident Evil 4 Remake came out today. On the 28th, we have Crime Boss, Rockaway City, featuring a cast of C-rank actors. And it says the game resembles a love letter to 1990s action movies as you rampage through an untamed version of Florida. So you're Florida Man. We're going to call this Florida Man Simulator.
Florida Man Simulator. I like it.
Yep. Last of Us Part 1 on the 28th. Because they are now joining the club of how many times can you re-release a game and people still buy it? Looking at you, Skyrim, Witcher 3. Now it's Last of Us Part 1.
Oh, yeah. Bioshock.
Yeah, Bioshock. But Bioshock, there's no, like, I guess Xbox is a little different because they just make it backwards compatible, you know? They're just like, oh, yeah, now it, instead of re-releasing it, they're just releasing the original version on the newer consoles.
Yeah. I guess I just own it on... I own Bioshock on, like, 3 different consoles, and I've only ever played number 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's my weird thing.
Yeah, and it's because, what, Skyrim came out in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting on Starfield, Bethesda. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. But, yeah. Yeah, and then,
I noticed they released Tales of Symphonia again, but this time on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I think actually it went out on a couple of the other systems too, but it was GameCube, and then I think it finally went out. They did it, and the sequel was on GameCube. Nope, Wii, right? It was
mm-hmm.
Wii. And then they did it on PS4, and then they've just re-released it again for all the systems.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need to do is one time maybe we'll take like the top four games that are continuously re-released, and then we need to each come up with an argument on why we need that game to be continued to be released for eternity.
Yeah.
Oh, another one that came out today is the MLB The Show for baseball fans.
That's totally
up your alley. Yep. I'm ready for that. But honestly, guys, that's all I had for episode material today. Anything you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up?
I could keep talking about Stardew Valley for hours.
Okay, Captain, do you got anything?
I want to be one mad about something. Okay, I play Pokemon Go at work because there's a Pokestop at my work, which has like never happened for me. I've never been that lucky. My director has been trying to clear up the network, and we have a rotating, I'm going to sound stupid when I say this, but proxy blocking, and it has recently blocked Pokemon Go, and I'm very mad about it.
Well, you work at an educational facility, so it probably isn't directed towards you, more towards the students that are playing Pokemon Go in class.
It should be. They pay a ton of money. If they want to play Pokemon Go in class, that is them destroying their fucking pocketbooks. But it should be a fucking gym, which was the original plan when I first started working there, because it's a school. Why not make it a fucking gym? I have to wait till I'm level 38 in order to petition to turn it into a gym. And now mm-hmm. I can't. Because I have to have users to be at the stop in order to push the petition. And now it's getting proxy blocked. And no one's going to know that. They just can't sign in. And it will never tell them why. Yeah. Hmm. Anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just asking.
That's a thing. That's a thing. I don't know if anybody knew that, but that's a thing. Like when my old job proxy blocked Disney Plus, it just would loop it, every time you hit sign in, it'd go back to the opening page.
Hmm.
So if you ever,
so yeah, you would never know.
I know. It's. I'm probably saying it very unintelligently, but I know things a little bit more than I did before. That's going to be my new saying.
Oh, man. You got anything, Captain?
I don't think so. I know we had a Nintendo Direct, and they finally had that Zelda trailer, but I'm trying to think of what else they revealed in that. It's been so long. did we have another PlayStation one not too long ago? But I don't remember if there was anything on it or if I even watched it. So
yeah, I don't remember either.
Mario movie comes out soon. Are you guys excited? Or are you guys?
Yes. Bait? Oh, so there's a commercial out right now. That is it's the in movie commercial for the Super Mario Brothers plumbing, right? Mm-hmm. Guys. It is the song from the Super Mario Brothers show in the 80s. The TV show, the live action show.
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah, that's the song that's playing in the commercial in the movie. And I was like, oh my God, Ryan is going to do a backflip when he hears this. Because repeatedly we've had him do the entire Super Mario Brothers Super Show theme song over on Nerddom. So,
oh wow!
So now there's going to be a whole new generation that knows it.
That's pretty awesome. But, yeah, nothing else is coming to mind, man. I didn't really prep.
Right, <I'm> right. <terrible. laughs> It's all good. All right, guys. I guess thanks for listening, and we'll. See you guys next time. Captain, what was that thing?
One, could you get Dungeon Master Mike out of that gelatinous cube?
God damn it. I will try my best.
All right. And then you guys should game harder this week.
Oh, I'm going to go to the Reptile Expo.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.